Hey, Jackson.
It's Dad. It's time to read you another book. Are you ready?
This one's called Giraffes Can't Dance. And it's got a giraffe looking real crazy on the cover. Let's open the book. Giraffes Can't Dance. Gerald was a tall giraffe whose neck was long and slim, but his knees were awfully crooked and his legs were rather thin. He was very good at standing still and munching shoots off trees, but when he tried to run around, he buckled at his knees. Now every year in Africa, they hold a jungle dance, where every animal turns up to skip and prance. And this year when the day arrived, poor Gerald felt so sad, because when it came to dancing, he was very bad. The warthogs started waltzing, and the rhinos rock and rolled. The lions danced the tango that was elegant and bold. The chimps all did a cha-cha, a very Latin feel, and ate bamboos and teamed up for a splendid Scottish reel. Gerald swallowed bravely as he walked towards the floor, but the lions saw him coming and soon they began to roar. Hey, look at clumsy Gerald, the animals all sneered. Giraffes can't dance, you silly fool. Oh, Gerald, you're so weird. Gerald simply froze up. He was rooted to the spot. They're right, he thought, I'm useless. I feel like such a clot. So he crept up from the dance floor, and he started walking home. He never felt so sad before, so sad and so alone. Then he found a little clearing, and he looked up in the sky. The moon can't be so beautiful, he whispered with a sigh. Excuse me, coughed a cricket, who'd seen Gerald early on. But sometimes when you're different, you just need a different song. Listen to the swaying of the grass and listen to the trees. To me, the sweetest music is the sound of branches in the breeze. So imagine that the lovely moon is playing just for you. Everything makes music if you really want it to. With that, the cricket smiled, and he picked up his violin. Then Gerald felt his body do the most amazing thing. His hooves started shuffling, making circles in the ground. His neck was gently swaying, and his tail was swishing around. He threw his arms out sideways, and he swung them everywhere. Then he did a backward somersault and leaped up into the air. Gerald felt so wonderful, his mouth was open wide. I'm dancing! Yes, I'm dancing! I'm dancing! Gerald cried. Then one by one each animal, who'd been there at the dance, arrived when Gerald boogied and watched him quite entranced. They shouted, it's a miracle! We must be in a dream! Gerald's the best dancer that we've ever seen! How'd you learn to dance like that? Please, Gerald, tell us how. But Gerald simply twirled around and finished with a bow. Then he raised his head and looked up to the moon and stars above. We all can dance, he said, when we find the music that we love. That's the end of our book. I love you, Jackson. I miss you very much. I hope you enjoy this one. Take care. Bye.